So as the weather gets colder, I suspect we're going to be moving indoors more. And if you're not outdoors as much as you were, maybe you start noticing, the lounge doesn't look so great. We really must do something about this or that in the kitchen, or this passageway is looking particularly gloomy. Was it always that bad? As the sun sets earlier and the lights get somewhat dimmer? Well, they've been doing that. That's got nothing to do with the seasons. But let's park that. So in today's edition of Your House, Your Home, we thought we'd talk to interior designer Kim Williams, who has got some great ideas about what you can do. She is the owner of the Kim Williams Design Studio. Kim, welcome. It's good to have you with us on the show. Is this a time where people look around their houses and say, oh, I need to do a whole lot of things, but maybe they shouldn't do anything because they're not quite sure what they should do? Is this the time when you might make mistakes?
Absolutely. And it's lovely to chat to you, John. Thanks for the invitation today. You know, I think the process of interiors, I find, has kind of evolved so much since the time we were all stuck indoors. And we're so much more aware of our spaces than we ever have been, and also the impact that it is having with us. And I do think the seasons play a very important part of it, because, you know, we need the change in the weather, and just as much the change in our spaces, I think, plays out positively. I've been waiting for a long time for color to come back. And, you know, we lived in a gray world for ages. I just felt that gray was everywhere. We were gray curtains, gray couches, gray. And I mean, it was wonderful for a time because we'd come out of a very eclectic period before that. And so color is back with a bang. And it is a way in which you can actually spruce up a winter space beautifully, yes, with a scatter, with a lovely throw that's inexpensive. So that if you do land up making a mistake, it's just a cushion or it's just a scatter or a lampshade. And I love to do that in my own home, to bring in different textures, to bring in different colors during this time where I think we are going to be a little bit more indoors, and we want our spaces to feel a bit more bright and cheery, and as we warm it with the ambiance,
yes,
fire.
So
I think that's a very good point you make, is that it will change during winter.
So Kim, people on tight budgets, one of the things that you've highlighted in things you've written is repurposing things. So,
yes,
you know, you think, oh, I'd love to have a, you look at the price and you think, well, we can't really afford it, but you may well have stuff around the house that's really not punching its weight.
Absolutely, John. I'm a huge fan of repurposing. You know, if you come to my home ever, I think my home is a story. You know, I don't like throwing things out. I often,
yes,
as an interior designer, you also land up with everyone's leftovers from a job. It sort of just happens that way.
I can imagine.
You know,
yeah,
absolutely. And I think, you know, you don't be afraid to paint things. I recently bought a little writing desk because I was looking for a piece for my entrance hall. I think I bought it for 1,000 rand on Gumtree. And it was a lovely piece, proper vintage piece in fairly good condition. And I painted it a bright shade of red, put on some gold trims and fancy gold handles. And voila, it looks like a 15, 20, even more expensive piece of furniture in my home. And I do that a lot with my furniture and even with clients' furniture, particularly, you know, we need to be able to spend up on certain items,
right,
and down on certain items and have those little filler pieces. And the thing that I think I love about repurposing is it brings a beautiful sense of energy into the space. It's not everything that is new and shiny, but that there's a bit of a story and it creates interest in the space. An experience in a room is a very important thing to be able to create, because it's how people feel if they want to stay in the space, or if they find it beautiful, they will stay there longer. And it's a trick we actually use a lot in commercial spaces as well.
Thanks so much. Kim Williams, she is the owner and is an interior designer. Her operations, Kim Williams Design Studio. If you have a suggestion for what we do with my house, my home, every Thursday at this time, do drop it my way on 072-702-1702. Kim, thanks for your time.